Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, good afternoon. My name is Murray Campbell. I'm from Bristol, and I live on a hilltop that overlooks Newfound Lake and across the way at Cardigan Mountain and the surrounds. There's been a lot of talk this given, a lot of testimony this afternoon. I'll try not to repeat, except to emphasize that from the point of aesthetics, it is indelibly important to maintain the pristine appearance of the landscapes, and nature's original beauty must prevail. Just imagine for a moment spending 4 hours climbing to the summit of the mountain to look out on a field of wind turbines. I wouldn't come back. We have to, it's important for us to preserve the aesthetics and the precious attributes of New Hampshire, and to remember that many of these areas are also aquifers, and they must be protected. Tourism, a brief comment. In Governor Hassan's recent budget speech, she said, and I quote, "She recognizes investing in travel and tourism pays dividends for New Hampshire workers, businesses, and the New Hampshire economy." And the governor is 100% correct. Tourism is one of New Hampshire's most important core assets, and it provides for commerce and a great deal of revenue. So, what's the solution here? New Hampshire is currently a net exporter of electricity, and I think it's already been stated that much of our renewable power is sold out of state in Massachusetts and Vermont. So why are we destroying our topography? New Hampshire's working from a 2002 energy plan that sorely needs to be rewritten. Happily, New Hampshire already meets the 2025 renewable portfolio standard requirements, so we have an ample grace period ahead. This gives us plenty of time to question future RPS quotas and develop a new, modern, long-term energy plan. And this plan is for the future, and it may include the sensible use of correct renewables. Therefore, I ask you to take advantage of this opportunity by supporting HB 580 that provides for a moratorium on new approvals for any wind energy and transmission lines until a new long-term energy policy is created. This is the first step. It's a necessary step, and I hope you'll support HB 580. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.